Today's a baptism day. That's the first wonderful thing about today. The second wonderful thing about today is that because we had a massive snowstorm a week ago today, we moved everything that was supposed to happen last week to this week. So today is a celebration day. It's in honor of the 20th anniversary of me being ordained to the priesthood, but really, this is a celebration for Calvary. Because today is a day about blessings. When I began thinking a few months ago about this anniversary that was coming up, I realized right away that what I wanted to do was share it with this beloved congregation. That this was not just about me, but this is about how God calls each one of us to ministry, how God calls all of us to find how to use our gifts and our skills, the things that have been given to us by God, to become the person, the people that God created us to be. So, knowing that, I thought, what could we do at Calvary that would celebrate this day as a community? And I came up with a couple of ideas. One was people bring gifts to birthdays and to anniversaries. So gifts are good. I like gifts. But what if people brought gifts to here that we would then take back out again and give to others? How could we in our faith community bring gifts and give gifts in order to be a blessing to our neighbors? And so our outreach corps came up with this idea. I turned to them for some help, and they came up with this snazzy idea that they called 20 for 20. 20, filling 20 cubic feet with gifts in honor of this 20th anniversary that then we would take back out again to Community Food Response and to the Dorothy Day House. If you have walked through Brackenridge Hall, you will have seen the incredible response to this appeal. The fact that we couldn't do this last week meant that many of you found time this week to bring even more things to give. Food for our neighbors that will be given through Community Food Response, a place that many folks here volunteer at, and then cleaning supplies, so that those who come to spend the night at Dorothy Day House can be in a place that is clean, well cared for, and well equipped, and well stocked. That is a blessing. Today is a day about blessings. How God has blessed each one of us, and how then we are called to take that blessing back out into the world, to bless other people, and to name that blessing. I was raised in the South, and in the South, you're raised with a lot of people who wear their religion on their sleeve. It's just the way the South has evolved. Being an Episcopalian in the South, well, being an Episcopalian anywhere, frankly, means you're in the minority of denominations, but in the South, for sure. So here was I growing up in a place where people around me, my peers, my friends, my cohort group, talked about God freely, talked about God's guidance in their life freely, and talked about blessings freely. As an Episcopalian who was raised in the days before the 1979 prayer book, I was raised in a more stoic, conservative way of doing religion. So it's taken me a while to understand that that is not a narrative that is owned just by one denomination or a few. That's a narrative that is owned by God's people. As children created by God, all of us, we are called to understand that God shows us blessings all over the place, all the time. The world is drenched with God's blessings, and it is our calling to see them and to name them and to tell each other about them. We're called to tell each other, "You are a blessing to me." And why? What a gift! If we don't tell people why they're a blessing to us, how will they ever know? How will they ever know what it means to be a blessing to somebody unless we tell them? We need to hear that, all of us. The other reason today is really special is because it's a baptism. And when I realized and remembered we were going to be baptizing a little boy today, I thought, you know, it's okay that we had to move the celebration today, because today we get to do something that's one of my very favorite things to do in church, and that's to welcome a new child into our community of faith. And we're going to do that. Not just me. I don't do that. We do that. What a blessing that is for us. Originally, last week, instead of a homily, we were going to do a hymn sing. We're still going to do that at the 11 o'clock service. Brian and I worked together, and I went through and chose my favorite hymns. Now, here's my hymnal. All of these are just these red, yellow stickies, are about a third of the hymns that I chose. They were my favorite hymns. It was over 100 hymns, I think, that were my favorites. This is a really hard thing to do, to go through the hymnal and choose your favorite hymns. It was a great spiritual discipline to look at them and to think, why do I like this one? Why do I like that one? Is it just because this is something that I remember as a child? Do I like the tune? Do I like the words? What do the words of this hymn mean about my theology? How has that informed me? So I had to kind of narrow them down to a few. Brian said, I said, how many hymns can we sing during the time that would normally be the homily? He said, 3. I said, how about 4? About 6. He said, okay, 4. So at 11 o'clock, we're going to do 4. But I begged him. I didn't beg him. I don't ever have to beg Brian. We discussed. We're doing one hymn today. If I had to narrow and take all of the hymns that I know, all of them, and just have one, this is the one I chose for us to sing today. And I think it's perfect for a day where we're going to welcome William into our community. This is a hymn that speaks of how God is our God from before our beginning until after our end, the Alpha and the Omega of our lives. One of the things that I learned as I was choosing my favorite hymns is the ones that really I loved were the really old ones, and I mean old, like the 300s, really old, and really simple. The first one we sang, Coming In, is one of my favorites, but here's the one. You can stay seated, and you're actually going to have to open your hymnal, and you're going to turn to hymn 82. 82. You guys have hymn 82. Are you ready for hymn 82? Because if the choir is ready, then the rest of us can be ready. They're showing me that they're ready for hymn 82. If you look at this hymn, on the very bottom, you'll see words in tiny little writing. Marcus Aurelius Clemens Prudentius, who lived, we think, 348 to 410. That's how old these words are. They're really old. People have been saying these words since just a few hundred years after Jesus died and was raised. The music is a little newer, but the words, the music actually was first written, I guess, in the 11th century, if you see the very bottom. And now here we are, singing this hymn together on the day that we are getting ready to welcome William into our community of faith. God, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, sweeps him up in his arms, just as God sweeps us up in God's arms now and always. Let's sing. Amen.